The following program is rated TV-MANOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat-tivism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat-phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me!
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Thwole, Norma.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 29, Hundo and Schnein of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevescast, and Slaycast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, bustas, hustlers, and yahoos? It's your boy, Papa Swoleo, back with another episode. In today's episode, the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everest and K2 flexing on all you beasts. All right, fam, welcome to the show. Hit the thumbs up button, download the Rumble app, rumble.com/thedailyswole, and leave us a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcast, anywhere you bang your ear holes. Let's get into today's episode. Thank you so much for being here. We are fresh off an amazing accountability meeting yesterday, Accountability Monday. We did some brand new Merch Monday releases. It was fire. Round of applause for everyone that was here yesterday. Let me see if I can bring up that new merch. I think we got it on the site. We should have it on the site already. We got brand new merch. We got the new release. I'm just going to bring it up on the screen. Saved by the Dumbbell. Fantastic design. Love it. We also have the Swoleo Hulud from Dune. Last week, we have the Santa Cruz Go the Fucking Gym, the Swole Park. We got a lot of great releases, and all those new releases are 20% off so long as they stay in the new release section. After a couple of weeks, we move them out, and you can still save 10% with code DAILYSWOLE every single day. But make sure you check out those brand new releases over there. Saved by the Dumbbell, that is the latest release, and I think it's a good one.
I think it was a great drop yesterday.
Brand new yoga, brand new yoga class, brand new merch drop. It's a great day. So join us over at SwoleNormousX.com to get access to all the private live streams, too. We have a roundtable this Thursday for members only. So that's another reminder to join the fam because of all the amazing things that you get when you join. But over there, we have a roundtable call this Thursday in addition to all the programs and training and yoga and so much more. SwoleNormousX.com. Let's get into the nut. Let's bust it open. We'll give this away at the end of today's episode. Hit the thumbs up button, fam. Let's have a great show. Are you ready? Put some respect on it. Yaz Beaches.
Thank you.
All right. Hashtag Swole Season for a chance to win today's Swole card. Oh, hashtag Swole Season. It's a beautiful day to make some gains. It is Swole Season. Every day could be Swole Season, but today it seems a little bit more pertinent that today is the reminder that it is Swole Season. It's always Swole Season. It's summer swole. It's Swole Season. Hashtag Swole Season in the comments down below. Make some gains today. Let's get into that tip. Pooah. Babe, just an inch, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right. First post today is from Joanne. We got a few posts. We got a couple of responses too from the accountability text I sent out on Sunday. So we'll get into a couple of those as well.
What's in the box?
Joanne, we got some food here. Joanne says, today will be my 1 week into my elimination diet. Only fruit, avocado, beef, and lamb. I will say so far it has been challenging, but I have not faulted. The fake hunger feeling when you can tell your stomach is full, but your brain is telling you that you need more is intense. I'm hoping this goes away soon. I had big vinegar cravings last night. Not sure if this is to do with the dietary changes. Apparently, it is not hard for me to overeat good food. Oh, but it is. I am not restricting calories, but I am tracking them out of curiosity. Each day, I'm 2,000 plus. Maybe this will reduce as time goes on, but for now, it is what it is. I'm one of those people who love variety in food and thoroughly enjoys cooking. So with limited options, I still endeavor to make the most creative meals possible. Today, I have roast beef with seared pineapple slices and mashed avocado with a squeeze of lemon juice. It's pretty amazing. Good for you. Just a reminder that those cravings, yeah, they may stay for a long time. They might not. But if you stuff your face and really focus on fattier cuts, it looks like you're eating pretty lean. I know you're getting some avocado, but if you eat more protein and fat and salt. So there's a couple things that you might be missing. I don't know. It doesn't look like there's any salt on that. So get some Celtic sea salt or Redmond real salt and load it up, in my opinion. It's the best way. So protein, fat, and salt, and you will be satisfied. It's probably your body craving electrolytes, probably missing out on some sodium, which is why you were having that vinegar craving. Just a suggestion, just a thought. So make sure that you are complementing that. A lot of times people think that they're hungry when they're actually thirsty. So they drink some water and then still don't feel satisfied. It's because hydration is not water. Hydration is electrolytes. So make sure you're drinking water, electrolytes, use that salt, baby. Celtic sea salt is my favorite. Redmond real salt's also great. Load that up. More protein, more fat. Get some fattier cuts of meat, cook with tallow, all that kind of stuff. Grass-fed butter. You'll be much more satisfied, Joanne, and good for you. Good for you. Looking good. But you probably just need a little more salt. I'm just curious if you're watching or if you want to follow up and comment on Joanne's post. I'm curious as to maybe those things in her nutrition, if maybe she's not doing that. Just curious. Loretta says, just got my P3S9 shirt. Wow.
Wow.
It's amazing. I can see why everyone's so impressed. Love it back and front. That's what I'm talking about. Good for you, Loretta. Glad you enjoy it. How many of you have just received your P3S9? That's fantastic. Love that P3S9. It's great. I told you it was great. Danny says, response to the accountability text, work on better recovery, plan to start doing the Swollen 7 repair sessions, added into my routine a couple times a week, just finished round 2. Good man. And Victoria says, this week, going to focus on my workouts and building my business. Victoria, get specific. Focusing on your workouts is not specific. Building your business is not specific. You're always building your business. You always are. Same thing, focusing on your workouts. You should always be focusing on your workouts. What does that mean? You're promising to focus on your workouts. What does that mean? What does focusing on your workouts mean? What do you need to do for your business? What's the most important thing you need to do for your business this week? Get specific with what you're trying to do. If you're not specific, you are not going to be successful. Simple as that. If you have general goals or general things you're trying to accomplish day to day, I'm going to have a good day. What does that mean? I'm going to have a good day today. What does that mean? What do you have to do in order for it to be a good day? What I want to be a successful, I want to have a solid day. I want to have, I don't know, a good output. I want to feel satisfied about what I produced or did today. It's like, what does that mean? Again, what does that mean? I'm asking you. I don't have the answer, but I do know when something's general and I do know when something's specific, and you should be more specific. And this is a reminder. This is not a critique. This is not to be like, hey, you're being critical of someone saying they're going to focus on their workouts and build their business, because it's vague. How are you going to be successful? A lot of times a vague goal is a subconscious way to not really make progress. is to say more comfortable. And what I mean by that is if you have a general goal, you can kind of do it. Oh, I focused on my workout. Did you really do your workout properly? Did you get that extra rep? Did you do everything with more intent? Did you train intensely or did you just do your workout? Does that count as focusing on your workout? What does that mean? Again, get specific or you are going to tread water more often than not. Just a thought. Okay. Makeemailswoleagain.com. Get on the email list if you are not on it. Links also in the description. Makeemailswoleagain.com. Get my knowledge cock in your inbox. How dare you not sign up for the email list?
How dare you?
Silly, silly goose. Emails will help you make sick fucking gains. Another Monday email. Another Monday. BTMN33 responds to that email. That was titled Another Monday. Papa, I went to the fucking gym at 0600 after working 12 hours at 911. 30 minutes cardio, 30 minutes weights. Chest day is the best day. 1 month of 7 day a week training and counting. Oh my God. 1 month of 7 days a week training. I'm curious as to this. Why are you training 7 days a week? What does that mean? Because you can't lift heavy and intensely and make progress 7 days a week. You got to have recovery too. So going to the fucking gym, maybe that's yoga, maybe that's mobility, but be careful. That's great. Good for you. A month, but then if you're literally trying to lift every single day, yeah, the burnout's right around the corner. So be careful. Another Monday, Sarah responds, absolutely crushed the gym today with some biceps and triceps, spending time with family out of town and still sticking to the good nutrition. Saying no to seconds and sugary junk, feeling amazing on a road trip. That's what I'm talking about. That's what America's all about. Road trips are great, but a lot of times people use traveling or vacations or time off from work as an excuse to trash yourself. Look, you will enjoy yourself more if you are staying focused. You're going to feel good psychologically and you're going to feel good physically. If you're traveling and you're spending time, go do things that you would do with those people. Or maybe you're going on a trip to go visit some things or walk around or state parks or something. Go do those things. You don't have to eat garbage in order to enjoy that. You can eat really good food. You'll have more energy. You'll sleep well. And guess what? The best part about going on a vacation, enjoying yourself, but eating well is when you come back, you don't feel like you're hungover. How many of you have done that? You've gone on vacation or a trip or taken 3 days off, or it's even the weekend. And on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when you get back, whatever it is, it takes you a week because you're hungover and trashed. It's really fucking you up. The best thing is to go on a trip and be flawless. And when I say flawless, stay on point. And then you come back and it's like you never left. You feel rejuvenated. You had the benefit of spending time with family and friends and doing what you wanted to do. But then you come back and you're hit the ground running again. You never really fell off. It was just maybe a couple days of not lifting heavy weights, which is fine. You can do some yoga. You can do some body weight stuff and just recover a little bit more depending on what you're doing. Or go to the gym once while you're there and do a full body workout. You're going out of town for a week. Get a day pass to a gym one day and just do a total body workout that 1 week. You'll be totally fine, or twice. You don't have to beat the shit out of yourself every day and go for walks and do other stuff the other days. That's a great thing about Swole Enormous X. You just bust out a yoga or a Swollen 7 or something. Boom, right there on your phone. And you have it there with you. All right, lights. Zoom in. Nice. Ask Papa Swolio. Drop in the comments down below. Hashtag Ask Papa Swolio for a chance to be featured. You want to call into the show, go to AskPapaSwolio.com and call into the show. Looking forward to hearing from you. Again, AskPapaSwolio.com to do that. Call in and looking forward to getting your calls. Let's get into some Instagram questions. If you have one live, drop in the chat. Hashtag Ask Papa Swolio. Loretta says in the chat, adding sea salt to my water bottle is helping eliminate cravings. I really do think that's one of the biggest things is when people drink a lot of water, because I've said that and you start to hear more often people saying, hey, drink more water. Cool. But if you're just drinking plain water, let's say it's filtered water, whatever it is, it's just not going to be satisfying. You're not getting the minerals that you need. So if you're not getting electrolytes in, you're still going to be dehydrated. So very important. Spencer's fitness journey. And plus, you don't need to drink as much water. You don't need to drink 2 gallons a day. Some people are drinking so much fucking water. It's kind of insane. You don't have to piss clear, by the way. You don't have to pee clear. If you're pissing every 2 seconds and it's clear, you're probably overhydrated. You're pissing clear. You don't need to do that. You just need more electrolytes. So maybe more concentration of electrolytes, and then you sip on your water more. You're getting more hydration, right? That's what's important, that you're hydrated. Not how much water you drink, that you're properly hydrated. All right, keep that in mind. Spencer's Fitness Journey. And actually, I'm just going to jump on that for a second more. It also will help for some of you that might be drinking tons of water without sufficient electrolytes, and you're drinking all throughout the day, and then you're cramping still, and you're having trouble sleeping because you're getting up and pissing all the time. You do not need the quantity of water if you're drinking more electrolytes. Like when I work out, I take 2 scoops of the Redmond Hydration. It's my water just tastes like salt water. It's really dense. But when I'm training, I don't want to be chugging water. I don't need to drink a gallon of water while I'm training. I'd be pissing all the time. I'm going to feel bloated. I just want some salt, and I want that magnesium, potassium, and stuff like that. So you don't need it's okay to have yellow pee or like lightly tinted yellow pee. If it's clear, you're probably drinking too much water and you just need some more electrolytes. So that's what's really important, right? The quality of water. Quality, not quantity. Quantity matters, but more electrolytes are better. Spencer's Fitness Journey, Papa Swole. How do I catch a bicep? How do I catch up a bicep when the other has more progression? Do single arm curls. Do like single arm preacher curls. That's a great way to do it. And make sure that you are doing that one first. So if you're trying to catch up a bicep when you're doing your bicep training, do it first in the workout. So have a separate arm day where you do biceps and triceps and do your biceps first, or do your biceps before chest day or something like that. Do a couple sets on, let's say it's your left arm. Most people are right arm dominant, so the right arm might be slightly bigger. Very common. Left arm, train it first. If you do a set of 5 to 8 or so reps, right after that left arm, go right into the right arm. So no rest between the left and the right, but then rest and then do the left arm first. So if you still want to train your right arm, just focus on the left arm when it's fresh. And then you could do the right arm right after with no rest, rather than resting for a minute or so and then doing the right arm. Just go right after, because you don't need as much recovery for that right arm. You want to bring up that left. Just make sure you're training it first in the workout. So whenever you do train your biceps, make sure that the arm that you need to work on is first in your workout. Always train the body part that you need to train, that you want to bring up first in the workout. You can set your split to prioritize certain body parts, of course, and that can change over time. The split's not really the most important thing. A lot of people talk about the training split. It's important, but that can change somewhat frequently. You can change or add a day here and there. What's really most important is that you're getting enough recovery systemically and locally, and that you are biasing the body parts that need to be brought up. If you have overdeveloped body parts, then you could back off on the training them and then bring and focus more on the body parts that you need to bring up. Okay, let's get into the next question. Let's see what we got here. Burnt coffee, 1986. Boo, burnt coffee. Not good. Not good. We don't want our coffee burned. Can I build strength, parentheses, not muscle, on a calorie deficit? Can you? Yeah, if you're a beginner or you haven't trained for a while. But if you are more advanced, not effectively, you're going to be shooting yourself in the foot. So if you're building strength, you're going to be developing muscle tissue as well. You can maximize motor unit recruitment. So you can build strength. You can maximize your strength and maximize motor unit recruitment at a given weight, but you're not going to necessarily progressively increase. If you're brand new to training and you're overweight, think about this. If you're obese, overweight, whatever it is, and you haven't trained before, you could be on a calorie deficit and you're going to increase strength because you're untrained, or you haven't trained in a couple of years or something like that. But if you are a highly trained individual, it's going to be very hard to build muscle and or strength on a calorie deficit. It depends on how much extra body fat. So you can maximize your strength, but if you're on a continuous calorie deficit, your body is not getting the proper recovery and the proper fuel in order to maintain the muscle tissue and the contractile proteins and stuff like that. So I would like to answer this question with more specifics as to you, because a general statement, can you do this? There's a lot of times people ask general questions where the answer might be, yes, it's possible. But is it likely for you? Hey, I've been training for 20 years. Can I increase strength while on a cut? When do you hear anyone? Do you see bodybuilders? Look at pro bodybuilders. I know they're taking anabolic steroids, and yeah, they can maintain more mass on a cut than a person that's doing it naturally, which is another important thing to recognize. you're not going to get that lean and shredded and maintain that much muscle if you're doing it naturally. So you see these guys, what do? They usually gain some extra body fat in the off season because it's taxing to be that lean and dehydrated and stuff for a show, because it's how you look. They're not doing performance. They're not getting up on stage and having to bench 400 or 500 pounds. They just have to look good a certain way and certain angles and posing. It's not easy, but you get the point. It's not the same type of performance as a power lifter or a endurance athlete or a strongman or something like that. So they don't gain on a cut. What do? They bulk in the off season and they do like a 16 or 12 or 16 week slow cut until the show to maintain as much mass as possible. They're not trying to build muscle. They're trying to maintain it, but they're not trying to build and grow and increase strength as they get up to a show. They're cutting down. They're trying to maintain their muscle as they cut the fat on top so they can be as lean and vascular as possible. Cara Solis, 6. Papa Swolio, which is the better time to take to do cardio, after or before my routine? I want to lose weight. You want to lose fat. You don't want to lose weight. You want to maintain muscle. Do cardio after lifting, not required. Do it on different days. The cardio is not what's going to get you to lose fat. So you can use that as a seasoning. Do intensity interval, shorter. You don't need long duration cardio. It's weight lifting and it's also proper nutrition. So if you want to lose fat, you got to look at your nutrition, elimination diet, animal based, lots of grass-fed beef, pastured eggs, raw dairy if it suits you, stuff like that. Really getting rid of all the vegetable and seed oils and gluten and grains and stuff like that's going to be really important. So the better time to do cardio, it doesn't really matter. Definitely don't do it before your workout and your lifting. Focus on building strength and muscle. If you have to do it at the same time or that's your thing, is do it after. But you want to lose fat. Stop saying losing weight. A lot of women say losing weight because they step on a scale. The scale is a fucking liar. It's just going to tell you how much mass you have. It's not going to tell you what you look like or how your strength has improved or how your skin quality is or, hey, your joint pain is gone. It just tells you, hey, this is how much you put on me. This is how much the earth is pulling on your physical, you know, entity, your physical, what your body, what's in your flesh suit. So you don't want to lose weight. You want to lose fat. A lot of women lose weight at the expense of losing muscle because they're afraid to get bulky or any bullshit. Daniel Smith, 1992, is intermittent fasting bad if you still hit your macro target for the day? There's so much in this question that makes me want to punch myself in the dick. Is intermittent is it bad? First off, intermittent fasting is not bad. It's just skipping a meal. So you're eating from 12 to 8 p.m. You're pretty much eating all day, just not first thing in the morning. That's all that is. So intermittent fasting is not magic. It's not some mind-blowing, oh my God, you're going to be so much healthier because you skipped breakfast. You're just generally probably not going to stuff as much. You're not going to be able to stuff as much garbage into your face hole. That's why some people lose weight or lose fat or whatever it is by intermittent fasting, because for the first time ever, they're not stuffing their fat face all day with Cheetos. They're only stuffing their fat face for 8 hours or 6 hours. So the food quality is the most important thing. I don't give a shit much about macros. I care more about the food quality and what fills up those macros. I don't care what your macros are. If you're eating garbage food, you're going to have a lot of other problems. So can you lose weight if you're eating McDonald's? Sure, but you're going to be severely malnutritioned. You're going to be seriously deficient with essential vitamins and minerals if you're eating fast food. You don't want to just lose weight. You want to make sure that you're losing fat. You're not fucking up your endocrine system and stuff. KMC Dowell, 2321. What was your biggest obstacle to overcome as you got into fitness and exercise? I don't know, man. I don't know. People ask these questions as if there's like some, what's your biggest obstacle as you got into it? I don't know. Figuring out what to do, like doing it right. I think it's the same for everyone, because here's what happens when you train. When you want results, building muscle and all this kind of stuff is long term. You have to stick with something for months and months and months and months and months to see progress. So you can't just try something for a week. Oh, it didn't work. No. You have to work your ass off. You can't just do it and be like, hey, I'm lifting like this for 6 months. Oh, it didn't work. No. Did you give it 100%? Because if you didn't, it's not going to work. So you have to go all in doing a certain strategy for a while to see if it works. And then after a while, that's going to stop working. You got to tweak things a little bit. So I don't want to say that's my biggest obstacle, but that's why a lot of people don't get results. 0997 Jonah Papasolio, your most pet peeved thing in the gym. My most pet peeve thing. I'm trying to think because I train at home now. I have my own gym, so I don't have to deal with people's pet peeves. Ha ha ha. Huge perk of having a home gym, by the way. You don't have to deal with anyone. I don't give a fuck. Every piece of equipment, every machine that I have is available to be used unless Mama Swolio is working out. And I'm usually training her, so I don't have to worry about it anyway. No one's using my equipment but me. My most pet peeved thing in the gym. I don't know. I guess garbage music. I would say maybe garbage music, maybe having like the aerobics room when they have like the door open and you have like this annoying fucking music from the aerobics room and you have to listen to it because a door is open or they open the door and you can hear their stupid fucking music. Maybe something like that. I'm trying to think of other ones. Your most pet peeve thing in the gym. I'm sure if I was there now, it'd probably be people setting up tripods and shit in the way. But usually if people are being respectful, I don't care. People that don't put their weights away. I wouldn't say that's my biggest pet peeve thing, but that's an annoying thing. Look, like it's so cringe. It's so cringe when people don't put their shit away. Like in my gym, I'll leave shit wherever I want. A lot of times I'll put it away because I don't want to trip over it later. But sometimes right after a workout, it's like, I don't want to put that stuff away now. For example, I was doing 45 degree glute hypers with a 150 pound kettlebell. So right after I did three sets, I left it there. I'm like, I'm not squatting and picking up right now. I'll just do it later or leave it there until next week and I'll use the same weight again. So that's something else. But yeah, I guess that's a standard. Everyone should put their weights away. If you're in a public gym or, you know, a private gym, but you're in a gym paying for a membership, you're not the only one that uses it. Put your fucking shit away. I would say probably people leaving plates on machines. A guy that does like a lat pull down, puts four fucking plates on each side and leaves it. And then you have some 100-pound woman that goes over there and has to unload like 700 pounds in order to use the fucking thing probably. But that doesn't bother me personally, but I've unloaded a lot of machines for women. Excuse me, could you help? Yeah, I can help you. Anyway, Cerny says my pet peeve in my gym is trying to find room on the wall for more Papa Swolio signature series shirts. Aww. That's a good pet peeve. I like that. I like that you have that problem, Cerny. Let's see. Jeff Tech, arm curling right in front of the dumbbell rack. I will tell you, Jeff, when I was training at gyms, I always curled right in front. Absolutely. I picked up the weights. I curled right there. I got up all on my grill. But here's the thing. I wouldn't stand there. If it was like an LA Fitness and there were people around, I absolutely wouldn't stand right there by the mirror. Or I would go in the corner. You know, sometimes a gym has the dumbbell rack goes to the wall and then there's like a flat wall. And sometimes at the end of the wall, you have like all the weights on top going to like the 40s or 50s. And then the 50s start at the bottom. Sometimes in the corner, there's a 50s and you could stand right by the rack because no one's over there. So as long as you're out of people's way, if there's no one in the gym, yeah, I'll stand right there. Fuck yeah, I'll stand right there. Oh, and I will absolutely. I hate the whole don't curl in the squat rack. I hate that. Hate when people say that. Don't curl in the squat rack. It's not a squat rack. It's a power rack in most cases. And guess what? I will curl in the squat rack. You're just upset because I curl what you squat. So shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Inconceivable.
Shut the fuck up. That's why I don't like, don't squat in the curl rack. Don't get upset because you're not strong enough to curl. When you're strong enough to curl in the squat rack, when you're strong enough, you can curl in the squat rack. You earn that shit. Right? If I'm doing like heavy negatives or I'm putting like a 45 on each, I have 135 pounds on the fucking curl bar or it's not even a curl bar. It's the fucking, I will use the rack. I will absolutely use the fucking rack. If you're strong enough, use the fucking rack. It's a beautiful thing. You put it right, the bar down, it's right there. Absolutely. Here's the problem. It's not about curling in the squat rack. You know what it is? It's these gyms that don't have enough fucking racks. It's the gyms. Thank you. Papa Swolio 2024. I'm telling you, Papa Swolio 2024. If a gym has... There was a gym that I would go to. Small gym. I liked it. They had one fucking rack. One power rack in their gym. It was a small gym, but fucking hell, man. My God, you should have... That's what you need the most of. And you can make them more valuable too. Just get more racks. You could have racks that have sliding incline benches so people can bench in there. Because you could bench. One of the best places to bench is in a power rack. It's not for squatting. It's a power rack. You use it for shoulder press and you use it for anything. Get the fuck out of here. All right. Jimmy Crack Corns. Do you like red potatoes? Potatoes. Boil them, mash them, put them in a stew. Oh, processed. I don't eat red potatoes. I've had them before. Do I like them? I don't eat them currently. Would I eat them? I guess. Have I eaten them? Yes, I have. So when people ask me, like, do you like them? I'm neutral with foods, to be honest. I'm very neutral with foods. I like them if you put salt and fucking grass, raw butter all over them. Eat the shit out of it. I'll eat the shit out of most things you put butter on it. So, but I don't eat them. I'm pretty neutral with foods. If a food is going to work well for me, I will focus on that food. I don't really have an emotional tie like, oh my God, I love them. Oh, I have an emotional, I have a relationship with red. But people have these relationships with food. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. All right. Let's see. Cosmos Surfer. Yeah, I see the question. I see the Telegram chat. I see it. We'll get to it in a second. Cosmos Surfer, I hurt my shoulder at the gym. Any advice? Fix your shoulder. I don't know what's wrong with your shoulder. I'm sorry to hear that. Practice yoga, dead hangs, corrective exercise, club swinging. Make sure you address the issue with your shoulder. Until you know exactly what's wrong with it, you're not going to know exactly how to rehab it. So physical therapy, doing your research, checking out orthopedic tests you can do to maybe self-diagnose. Not medical advice, just saying. If you don't have insurance or this, that, and the other, can get expensive, but I would just avoid any kind of, like, don't take ibuprofen and Tylenol and anti-inflammatories. Just make sure you strengthen the rotator cuff or whatever the reason is for your shoulder being injured. A lot of people just jump to taking pills and stuff like that. Dennis in the Telegram chat, Papa, I'm switching to raw dairy. Good for you. I read that it could get you sick at first. What's the safe way to consume it? Should I boil the milk first? Jesus Christ.
Matt Damon.
I'm giving a Matt Damon, not for you, Dennis, but, well, kind of for you, but in a loving, caring way. Jesus Christ, why would you boil it? Why would you boil raw milk? That's worse than probably having pasteurized milk. Why would you? I read that it could get you sick at first. What? How much are you planning on drinking? Start with like a few sips and see how you feel. Like, where are you getting this stuff from? It could get you sick at first? What does that mean? If you don't drink dairy at all and you're like, I'm going to switch to raw dairy, and you chug like a 12-ounce glass of milk, yeah, you might shit yourself. It's just your body might not be used to breaking down that kind of lactose and stuff like that. The bacteria in it could give you diet. It's any kind of diet. This is why people, when they do any kind of dietary change, right? You've heard people, how many of you have done carnivore? And it's well known that if you go completely carnivore and you're eating crap all the time, you might have diarrhea for the first like couple weeks and then your body is fine. It's just because your body is a hotel for bacteria. Everything in your gut, everything is bacteria. So if you implement some different type of food stuff that requires different bacteria and different gut biome, a different structure in order to break down those foods more efficiently, you might get a little bloating. It might be like, oh my God, what's happening? That's why you want to change shit. If you've ever had a dog or you got a dog from someone else, or you got a dog, like we got Tainty Man from not a shelter, but it was like a dog ranch that has a lot of puppies, but he was 3 months old. So they have to fix them. And we got him on the first day he would even be allowed to go home. We went there and he was like just, quote unquote, I want to say legally, but by their standards, it was like the first day we would have been able, if we got there the day before, we wouldn't have been able to take him yet. We had to come back the next day because it was like a couple days after they snip his ball sack. Fucking savages. But, they gave us a little Ziploc of the food that they were giving him. And then we just changed him out over a couple days. So, cause we're not going to give him any dried food. So we gave him a little like raw, the beef with like half and half. So we gave him like half and half with like the food that he was already eating. And the next day we gave him like half and half. And the next time we gave him a little bit more, a little bit less dried food. And then we just started giving him the raw food. So you shift it out over the course of like a week or a few days, depending. So make small changes, have a little bit of milk. Because if you're having raw dairy, you're having a lot of fat too. A lot of times when people drink for milk, they're drinking skim, ultra processed milk. So they're drinking like white sugar water. So just drink it. Don't worry about it. I mean, observe. It's the elimination diet. You're adding one thing. So if you're having raw dairy, are you having A2 dairy? Is it A2, A2? Or is it goat milk? Or is it kefir? Is it yogurt? In other words, just have a little bit and see how you feel. Just have a little bit. I still don't drink straight milk, but I do yogurt and kefir and the raw cream, but I don't do raw. I don't just do like a glass of milk. I don't drink that. All right. Surf, sir. Papa Solio, training every day or four times a week. What does that mean? What does every day mean? I think you should train every day, but I don't think you should lift heavy every day. So lifting, yes. Four times a week could be good depending on your goals and your experience and your split and stuff like that. Maybe five is better. Maybe three is better. All right. Good. Balls deep. Any other questions at the buzzer? Follow up. Hashtag ask Papa Solio. Going once, going twice, going sick fucking gains.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. That's deep.
All right. We got a question at the buzzer. Leslie asks, what can I do holistically to help with sinuses and allergies? Raw honey. Oh, you just said that. Okay. Sunday, we were outside sighting in rifles and shooting targets. The pollen was intense ever since my sinuses have been stopped up and or draining. So far, I've just done raw local honey. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, I would say, probably it. Maybe raw local dairy might help, but the honey is good. Sinuses and allergies. Let's see. I wonder if it's also in your house, like good air filters, air filtration. You could do a sinus wash, air filtration, dehumidifier. I mean, there's certain things you could probably do. UV in your AC ducts and stuff like that. Maybe if, I mean, that's like usually for mold and stuff like that. It doesn't mean you're not going to have allergies. It's also, remember, your allergic reaction stuff, a lot of that is also what you were exposed to as a child too. And, you know, if you're in the same environment that you were when you grew up, so everyone's a little bit different with that. It's hard to say, hey, raw local honey. It's not magic, right? It's not like I eat honey and now I'm fine. It can just happen. You can, in other words, you're just populating your body with, you're exposing your body to these environmental factors because the bees are pollinating and landing on the flowers and all the stuff. So you're eating that and processing it, and it makes your body more resilient to those things because you're more familiar with those. All right, hopefully that helps. That's probably what I would, that's pretty much what I got for you. You're already doing it, so good stuff. All right, fam, let's do this one. Pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. This is probably going to be painful, but what isn't painful? I thought we did this one. No, 1 or 2. 1 or 2. I'm just ditching this. I don't want to do. Let's see. One or two. Loretta says number 2, and this is called when fat people die. When fat people die?
What's in the box?
When fat people die.
I've been thinking a lot about what it is to be like bigger and how just general society treats us as pariahs, but also how they treat us in our passing. And that's one thing I am so scared about. Not that I'm going to pass early, because you can't determine that. People pass all the time, all very different ages, right? But it's very interesting how only one group of people get empathy and the other group are told that they deserve it, right? If you have a young, fit, thin guy and he has a heart attack while running, but he did everything right. Oh my God. Oh, what a horrible way to go. But if a plus size person was to also have a heart attack, do it, I don't know, going for a hike, for example, or maybe not even that, maybe just doing the shopping. Oh, well, you know, they obviously didn't look after themselves, did they? Even though they both pass at the same age, even though they both pass because of the same reason.
You don't know what the reason, that's not
one
true.
One is more worthy of life and empathy and sympathy, and grief, and the other one is, well, that was your punishment, even though it's the exact same demise.
It's not.
Do you hear it? Anyway, and I worry that if I was to go, you know, it'd be maybe the car accident, or maybe, you know, maybe a heart attack, maybe cancer, I don't know, I can't.
I'm pausing right there. Oh, okay.
The future. But if I was to pass, my family would have to deal with that barrage of shit.
Okay, well, what are you talking about? Oh my God, people have thoughts and opinions. Look, a heart attack, because you're obese, is much different than a car accident. I don't think anyone should, I mean, they're going to, but I don't think people should die in a car accident. That's tragic. A car accident, a heart attack, or cancer, completely different fucking things. Completely different things. All right. Let's go with green trolley number one. This is called justifiable racism. Ooh, I'm a fan of some justifiable racism.
What the
let's
hell
go,
kind
fan.
Of country is this where I can only hate a man if he's
Why
white?
Can I only hate a man because he's white? God damn it. All right. This is a response to someone's question on or comment on TikTok. It says, so if someone that isn't white hates on a white person based on their skin color, what do you call that? If someone that isn't white, so a black person hates on a white person based on their skin color, what do you call that? That's called, I'm going to answer that. It's racism. Hating someone because of the way they look or thinking that you're better than them, that's like, oh, my race is better than your race. That's racism. And I'll be honest, there's a lot of differences between the races, but no one wants to have that conversation about the differences between actual races. There are differences. There are differences when you extrapolate over like an entire, you know, race of people. There absolutely are differences. There are many differences, but if you say anything about that, then you're a racist or you're... I forgot the term, a eugenicist and stuff like that. It's like, just like being an observation, like observing, they do this when it comes to statistics. If you notice obvious statistics, then you're a racist when you're like, I'm just observing what happens. Like I'm observing that crime in these areas are overwhelming. Like I'm just making that observation. You know, everyone's always trying to blame someone else for it. And you can make that argument with anything. You can make the argument about, and then that's why it just keeps on extrapolating further back in the past. And like, well, because people were brought over here in 1200 and they were moved to this place in 1200 in Europe. And then they were taken over here. So it's the French people that were to blame because they initiated. Everyone's always to blame, right? Rather than what the fucking problem is, let's improve it. Let's like, who can we blame for this? It's moving backwards rather than actually moving forwards. So anyway, let's just listen to this. Justifiable racism. I mean, I don't care if you're black, if you hate white people, yeah, you're racist. It's not reverse racism. It's not justifiable. It's just racism. Okay.
You wrote, so if someone that isn't white hates on a white person based on their skin color, what do you call that?
Racism.
You're not going to like my answer. I call it justifiable. White.
So we have a white savior complex. We have, ooh, a white person. Oh, it's justifiable. I'm such a bad person. Oh, man. It's okay if other people hate me because, oh, look at me. I'm so virtuous. Aren't I a good person? I'm an ally. This guy watches his girlfriend or wife get fucked. Super cuck.
Bodied people have... call it justifiable. White-bodied people have...
I'm sorry. Hold on a second. I didn't catch it the first time. White-bodied people? White-bodied people. White-bodied? Bro, what the fuck is that? You mean the guy from the movie Powder? Look at this wall. All right. Look at this wall. That's white. Do I blend in with the wall? No, I don't. White-bodied? Oh, Dude, I don't like you. I usually say, I don't know this person. I'm like, I don't like you. I don't like you. You're a fucking idiot.
Conquered and colonized almost this entire planet.
Good. Good. We have a great life these days. This world is pretty fucking good, which is why you have so many communists and Marxists trying to overthrow things, because life's too easy. So we have to find fault in things and tear shit down because, Netflix... Dude, you have everything you could ever imagine on your phone. We have things way too easy. Clean drinking water. Free education, apparently, because we just pay for people's shit now. Just pay off loans. You can get indoctrinated for free. ridiculous. What a ball sack.
History teacher, I teach my students what? About Bennett. As a history teacher.
Jesus fucking Christ. He who controls the present controls the past. He who controls the past controls the future. Fuck, man. That's Orwell, by the way. Bro. Jesus Christ. As a history teacher, you're teaching kids? Oh, you fucking woketard. His testosterone's in the negative. This guy gets absolutely pegged. Pegged. I'm going to call you Pegasaurus. You know what? I'm going to call you Peg. Let's call this dude Aunt Peg. All right. Jesus Christ. Fuck. Fuck, man.
God damn it. I don't know what it is about your face, but I want to deliver one of these right in your suck hole.
Is there anything I can do to work on that?
No, so you not really. It's your face.
Oh, hey, dude. Look at this. Hey, bro. Check this out. You see this? See this? This was raw cream. You like raw cream, don't you? This guy in the video loves raw cream. He's probably looking at that like, ooh, it reminds me of last night. Yeah, you like that raw cream, don't you, bro? Don't you, bro? You like raw cream. Mmm, you love the taste, don't you?
Conquered and colonized almost this entire planet.
All right,
as
let's
a
rally.
History teacher, Jesus. I teach my students about the scramble for Africa, in which all of these European countries came together to decide which parts of Africa they were going to colonize. And then,
oh my God, a stronger power took over a weaker power. You mean survival of the fittest? You mean nature? Ah, nature. The strongest will survive. The strongest, the smartest, the creatures that are the most adaptable to their environment. And guess who is the most adaptable to our environments? Humans. Yep, humans have won. Humans have won the fucking lottery of survival of the fittest. We are able to manipulate our environment and technology in order to adapt to living in amazingly diverse places. We can build, we create buildings straight the fuck upwards. Have you seen these buildings that are in New York City and shit? Like straight vertical, just fucking, they're ugly as shit, but they're straight up. We could put 1,000 people stacked on top of each other. Boom, straight the fuck up. We can build, we build fake islands. We build fake islands off the coast of Florida. We build fake ass shit to build buildings on. All right? And I hate this shit like, oh my God, Europeans squabbled over who was going to conquer what. You do realize that Africans sold themselves into slavery. African tribes are warring nonstop. They still do it today. And they sold other tribes and they sold themselves to the Europeans and shit like that. The fuck out of here. Yes. Elizabeth. Yes. All right.
About the age of exploration, in which Europeans sailed over to the Western Hemisphere,
okay,
and committed genocide against any and every indigenous population they came across. And then... I teach about the transatlantic slave trade, and then...
Oh my God, you teach about slavery? Yeah. Did you... let me ask you a question. Do you teach your students that there's more slavery today than there was 300 years ago? Do you teach your students that there's more slavery today? You teach your kids that? Do you teach your kids about the sex trafficking over the southern border in the United States that's happening today, right now? You teach them about that too? Mr. History over here?
Slavery, and then Jim Crow, and then the war on drugs, and then mass incarceration, and then about people that deny the experience of Black, Brown, Indigenous, and other people of color to this day. So
I don't deny anyone's experience, but I will tell you what, there's no one in this country today that was a slave. There's no one whose parents were a fucking slave. So I'm not denying anything, but they are not slaves. So someone's experience that grows up in Kansas, I have to pretend like that person was a fucking shut up, dude. You're not like, you're not an ally. You're just a cuck. You're selling yourself out. You have no integrity. You're super cringe, bro. Thanks for poisoning the next generation with your insanity.
You
go to
ask
fucking
me
gym.
What I call a person that hates on a white person because
racist.
They're white. I
racist.
Call them a reasonable human being who's just making decisions based on reason and experience.
No, I call that Marxist propaganda. I call that nonsense. I call that trying to get something for nothing. I call that playing the victim. And I call you an absolute cuckasaurus. What a clown. What a clown. Jesus Christ. Yeah, because Native Americans, let's say Native Americans in this country, look, you have better technology, you win. This is what life is. It's winners. Whoever's still here on this planet right now, it's a genetic lottery. Anyone that's here today, we are the product of trillions of fucking sperm that happened. We all won the lottery. If we're alive, we won the lottery. The sperm hit the egg. We're here. It's a miracle. And the strongest survive. If the Native Americans, which I wasn't here, but ancestors, they did whatever. We're not doing it today. So it is what it is. We can't control what people did in the past. It's not like that today. So deal with it. You're trying so hard to play the victim, so hard to be like, yeah, everyone's bad. You're justified. You're a reasonable person to hate. Shut the fuck up. What an idiot. What a piece of absolute garbage. What a piece of absolute garbage. It's probably why he's in his car alone. Wife left him. Wife left him for some fucking, you know, college football athlete. Fucking hates his life. Pouring burnt coffee in the teacher's lounge, making like 40 grand a year, having to spit out, you know, answer to some, you know, 50 or 60 year old principal, some like feminist principal, you know, feminist principal that was, you know, that was like protesting on college campuses in the 60s and 70s, has like 8 cats. That's this whole human centipede of education. Everyone's eating each other's refuse. All right. Holy shit, fuck. What is this? Oh, no, that one's old. That's not even... That one shouldn't be there. Oh, okay. That was a different folder. Oh, I got it. All right. We're going to do a throwback at the end of the episode. Let's give away today's swole card. Let's do this. It's swole season, baby. Let's see what we got here. Who's going to win today's swole card? Hashtag swole season. Swole season. Scroll. All right, today's winner on Roomblay is Adam Mathers, 90. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Hey-o. All right. Adam Mathers, 90 on Rumble. Send us an email to support@enormous.com. Swole card 2909. The subject or mailing address in the body of the email. Congratulations. All right. Lock it down, baby. Good for you. All right, fam. We got a throwback coming up in just a few moments. We'll take a soundboard request or two in the comments. Thanks for being here. We'll be back tomorrow, of course. And then Thursday, we have Roundtable 67. Join the fam over at SoulNormousX.com. Yas, beaches. We'll be right back.
spoons.
You're not making this easy on me, boy.
You can be fat and be healthy. I'm sorry, Lizzo, healthier than I will ever be.
Aww.
Oh, Pinkston Churchill. Pinkston Churchill. Oh, Pinkles. Pinkles time. Oh, it's T-Cap's birthday? Happy birthday, T-Cap. I did not know. Congratulations. Congratulations. Another year, T-Cap. Another year.
No medication except my fucking antidepressants.
Seth! 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 On me!
Coast to coast. Here we go. All right, very nice. Ooh, this little rascal has spirit. I like that one.
The little rascal has spirit?
Crank up this hog. All right, fam, SwoleNormousX.com for a chance to win today's Swole card. Let's do a throwback first, and then we will go to the fucking gym. Let's see what we got here. I feel like this is something about race. Let's try this one.
There are so many isms that are perpetuated within the wellness sphere. Like, just work out. Just eat better food. Just go take a nap.
Just do it!
And a lot of these sayings are coming from a very Eurocentric and privileged standpoint.
God, you are such a bitch.
You have to understand that time is money. Leisure is a privilege. Access to healthy foods and healthy environments is also a privilege.
No, it's not.
Even the knowledge of how to better yourself through body work, through eating good,
body
through
work?
Moving your body, body is work? Kind of gate kept.
Well, you ain't ever Googled it?
If you have a cell phone, and can we be honest, especially in the United States, I see homeless people with cell phones on the side of the street, right? You know, for money and stuff like that. Once the light turns green, they walk away and they're fucking on their phone. Where are they getting a phone from? So you have information. You're on TikTok. You have a phone. You have access to information. You just aren't looking for it.
Try harder.
All right, fam. Don't be a victim today. Go make some sick fucking gains. Thanks for being here. Check all the links down below to join the fam today. Remember, Roundtable 67 this Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Check out all the Summer Swole specials ends this week on Sunday over at SwoleNormousX.com. Thanks for being here. Peace, McGee. Deuce, Magoose. Your boy, Papa Swolio. Out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I give rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they can't laugh, and they so mad, it's like
then yeah, I found that young king with my crown at 10 racks in the fanny pack.